Donald Trump travels west to help Republicans preserve Senate majority. By Charlie Spiering on October 16, 2018. President Donald Trump leaves Thursday for a four-city campaign swing out west to help save the Senate for the Republicans. The president plans to visit Missoula, Montana, Mesa, Arizona, and Elko, Nevada for campaign rallies, demonstrating a high level of energy for the midterm elections. President Trump is looking forward to this trip to urge the great patriots of Montana, Arizona, and Nevada to get out and vote on November 6 to protect and expand our Republican majorities in the House and Senate, campaign chief operating officer Michael Glassner said in a statement to reporters announcing the trip. At every opportunity, Trump reminds Americans at his campaign rallies that Democrats are unfit to lead in Congress. The Democrats have become totally consumed by their chilling lust for power, he warned voters in Kentucky on Saturday, blaming Democrats for their attempts to obstruct his agenda. The president is also campaigning on Monday in Houston, Texas, alongside Senator Ted Cruz, who is facing a tough re-election fight against his well-funded leftist opponent Beto O'Rourke. Despite a bit of a scare in August as O'Rourke nearly pulled even with Cruz, the Texas senator is now leading with an 8-point margin according to the latest New York Times poll. In Arizona, the most recent poll shows Republican candidate Martha Mosley up by 6 points in the race to replace Senator Jeff Flake. Democratic candidate Kyrsten Sinema led the race for several weeks. Mosley's campaign is going on offense, highlighting Sinema's radical leftist past. Arizona is also home to a House seat Republicans believe they can flip in November. Former Air Force pilot Wendy Rogers is currently leading her Democratic opponent in Arizona's 1st congressional district. In Montana, polls show that Senator John Tester is leading narrowly against Republican challenger State Auditor Matt Rosendale. This will be Trump's third visit to Montana in the 2018 election cycle. John Tester will never drain the swamp because he happens to live in the swamp and he loves the swamp, Trump said during a rally in Billings, Montana in September. The president has a grudge against Tester after the senator led a successful smear campaign against his personal physician Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who he nominated as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Donald Trump Jr. has also traveled to Montana on several occasions to campaign for Rosendale. In Nevada, Senator Dean Heller is facing a tough fight against Jackie Rosen, as the lead has shifted between the two candidates by single digits. A recent Emerson poll released on Monday, however, showed Heller leading by 7 points. "Wacky Jackie will never vote for us folks. She's wacky," he said during a Las Vegas rally in September. Democrats are also narrowly leading key House races in Nevada's 3rd and 4th congressional districts. The latest poll shows that Democrat Stephen Horsford is up 2 points against Republican Crescent Hardy in the 4th district and Susie Lee is up 2 points against Annie Tarkanian in the race for the 3rd district. Campaigning in the border states of Arizona, Nevada, and Texas, the president will highlight his efforts to stop illegal immigration and control the border. "The new platform of the Democrat Party is radical socialism and its open borders," he said Saturday. "Democrats want to abolish ICE and they want to turn America into a giant sanctuary for criminal aliens and MS-13 thugs." On Monday, Trump recently described America's immigration laws as the dumbest immigration laws in the history of the world. "We have the dumbest laws in history and it's because of the Democrats," he said.